breathing in and out. And we really want you to always think of this space of meditation as the place where you come to in a relaxed, sacred, joyful space. Breathing in and out really triggers your body to relax and to become one with the divine, one with your most radiant self. You want to find a comfortable seated position with your spine erect, feet flat on the floor. Maybe your hands are facing up on your thighs, palms are up to the sky, open and receptive to receiving all the blessings the universe has to offer you. Breathing in and out. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And begin to release all the excess energy in your body. Any worries or concerns? Any programs that say, I can't do this? Let it all go. Notice how easy and natural it is to meditate every day, and how easy it is to love yourself these days. Let's ground your ovaries with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, through the first chakra, which is base of the spine or perineum, down to the center of the earth. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. And release those healing projects. So sometimes you get other people's energy in your ovaries because you're healing them. That is definitely excess energy in the body, not your energy. We're really interested in using your miracle space, your ability to heal yourself for yourself today. We're going to do some pretty fun stuff with cheeks and mouth. And we want you 100% here for yourself. Going up to the adrenal glands, drawing a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenals, down to the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. Set the adrenals on release. Again, the adrenals sit 2 inches off the spine and 1 inch up from the waist. A little release button on the adrenals. And let's just let them release. And releasing the adrenals down to the center of the earth. That's fight or flight energy, stress out energy, computer, phone, beeping, everything. Let's let that all go. The beeps and the alarms and the triggers and driving and all of that is what impacts the adrenals. So the ovaries, it's people and healing projects. The adrenals, it's the stress out energy. So the glands are very responsive to different aspects of our life. Wonderful. Popping up to the center of the head. Let's open a trap door and clear out any funky stuff in the center of the head. Repetitive thoughts, worries, concerns, something that's bugging you. Let's just let it all go. Yes, and kick your mom and your dad out of there. And kick the friends who say you're eccentric. Kick them out. It's just your place. It's your sacred space. It's your golden temple of silence. And it's time to have that be a golden temple of silence. So let's really look at that. Sitting on your throne in your golden temple of silence, you can wipe off the view screen, take a little bottle of spiritual Windex and squirt, squirt, squirt on the view screen. And let's just scrub it up, dub. And rub that off, and it's going to be nice and sparkly. Oh, you could use a squeegee on it. make it really sparkly. Whatever you've used to clear the view screen, go ahead and throw that out the trapdoor. And everything that goes down the trapdoor, out the trapdoor, goes down the grounding cord. Now that we've got the center of the head cleared out, go ahead and close the trapdoor and pop out the top of the head. And we're popping out the top of the head, and that is through the seventh chakra. And that's your direct communication with the Supreme Being. We're going to pull the aura into 18 inches around your body. And then let's go ahead and make a sharp, clearly defined edge to the aura. And then putting a golden sticky rose or a golden vacuum cleaner on the top of your head. And let's vacuum out the aura. And so you've been doing this, you've been practicing this, go ahead and let that vacuum cleaner or the golden sticky rose just spiral around down your head, around your body, around your thighs, around your legs. Really, let's clean it all out. Under your feet. And then go ahead and throw that equipment down the grounding cord, the big grounding cord at the base of the spine. You did a great job. I want you to come back up in front of your face while we're doing this. And let's do an extra special clean out in front of your face. So a lot of times there'll be excess energy in front of the eyes, the cheeks, the mouth. And that's energy that's just kind of collected from people in your face or in your space. It's energy that you might not have cleared. Sometimes actually people have to wear glasses because they just have a whole lot of gray fog in front of their face. And we're going to be working on the face today. And one of the things metaphorically about the face is that the face is responsive to what you're facing. And so if you're facing a difficult future, you're going to be wanting to work on clearing that up and facing a happy future. Because when you face a happy future, you can have vibrancy in your cheeks and in your mouth and in your forehead. So we want you to really have joy in front of you. So use that vacuum cleaner, that golden Roomba, and vacuum off any gray fog in front of the face. And let's go ahead and do the neck and chin also. So let's just vacuum off everything that you're facing. Funky stuff, if it was there, let's clear that off. And then go ahead and throw that little vacuum cleaner down the grounding cord. And you did a great job. All right, so let's go ahead next and do a deprogram on the inside edge of the aura. And we always do it on the outside edge. It's a little bit unusual. We're going to do a beautiful cobalt blue flame on the inside edge of the aura. And so it's flaming into the 18 inches between you and your body, not scorching you or anything. But we're going to burn off the patterns around, like the dermis, the skin, that would have your skin be less than gorgeous. So whether it's discolorations or some looseness in the skin, like it's being affected by gravity, we're vacuuming out or burning off, deprogramming those patterns with this blue flame. And in actuality, we'll go ahead and do that under the surface of the dermis in the cheeks. And we can do it under the entire surface of the skin of the face. So we'll just do a deprogram with cobalt blue right under the dermis. So we're changing the pattern of aging. and we're just allowing you to set your pattern at youthful beauty. And isn't that great? Wouldn't you always love to have the skin of a four-year-old? And that's sort of what we're after here, is having that really youthful, elastic, buoyant, very moist, luscious skin. And so if you haven't already, and I think all of you are just out, you know, really working hard at this, really, it would just be imagining a cobalt blue under the surface of the skin of the face. And then that second element is now burning off, which is the element we started with, which was the cobalt blue corona on the inside of the aura rather than the outside. So again, we're just deprogramming. We're moving programs that have been set in your body off of you. You're welcome to experiment with this if you'd like to try it on your breasts or your belly. If you have loose skin, this definitely is something that burns off the old program. And then what we'd want to do if you are experimenting on other parts of your body with this technique is we would want to put a new program in, so we don't leave the old program out and not put something new in. And maybe what we put in is like an image of you as maybe a healthy, pert teenager if you're doing it on your breasts and your tummy, or on your face, you know, like a beautiful, moist-skinned 4, 5, 6-year-old. I think about teenage years, and some of us had complexion issues, so it's kind of fun to go a little bit younger where there wasn't complexion issues. Y'all are doing great. We're giving you a lot of information in session one, but it's a lot of fun to really be playing around with your space in this wonderful way and really being effective at making changes. All right, and we've been fiddling with the aura and with the dermis, and let's go ahead and open up those feet chakras, and let's get your energy running. That makes it even more powerful. So bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees and thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. And really, again, I want to remind you that we're not just bringing it through the leg channels, which are these energy channels like meridians. We're bringing it through all the cellular body. This is a full 60 days of rock your world, reinvent you on a cellular level. So I want you to really take advantage of it. So every movement we do in any part of the body, let's do it to 100%. It's your extreme internal makeover, and boy, it's going to really, really rock your world. People are going to wonder, what in the world have you been doing? You look so good. All right, so again, earth energy up through the feet chakras. So you're opening those lotus-like lenses on the bottom of the feet, and we'll make another swoop through. And you can leave that earth energy on as long as you like. So earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. That feels pretty good. Getting a shower on your legs. Kind of a lightening your step. You might even notice that you walk with a lighter step these days. Keeping those light channels clear, it just lightens you up. Finding that place that's in affinity with you, a place in the universe that really you feel entirely happy. Maybe it was Maui. Maybe it was Tahiti. Maybe it was the top of Mount Tam. India. Paris. Think about that place that rocks your world, even better if it's a spiritual energy. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring that energy down through your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers, out the fingertips. More of that energy down through your back channels and all the way down into your hips, then up through your belly, your chest, your neck, your head, fountaining out the top of your head like a beautiful Italian fountain. And let's bring some more of that up through the chest. And really that skin on the upper chest that's connected with that beautiful skin in your neck, that's connected with that beautiful skin, that tight, firm skin on your chin. And then it's just coming up through the beautiful, tight, luscious, moist, rosy skin on your cheeks and up through your mouth and up through your face and out the top of your head. Ooh, very, very nice. Spectacular. Right, and now we're going to do a clearing of discoloration on the skin, and then we are going to do a tightening of the skin. So let's put golden suns on all of the skin that has a color other than the one you want. So on the cheeks, if you have some spots, maybe some hormone spots, or, you know, we're just not going to call them anything else. They're just going to be colors that aren't the colors that you really like. And let's just put a golden energy, the energy of God, into these spots. And oh yeah, we can definitely do that. Let's imagine that we're taking a vacuum cleaner and just vacuuming those spots off. And once you've vacuumed those spots off, just seal that up with gold, little golden suns on your cheeks. Beautiful. And we've done this beautiful blue deprogram under the dermis. And now let's just imagine that we're activating the stem cells in the dermis, especially in the cheeks, but the entire face. You can even do your eyelids and your nose and your forehead and your chin and jaw and, you know, just all of that skin. Let's activate the stem cells, and those stem cells are awakening the collagen in the skin. Let's imagine that, again, this kind of computerized net image where the skin is just tightening back up as if you were very young. Let's see that all coming together. We're activating all of that at once. Remember, if your mind can conceive this, so the images that we're giving you, and then it can believe that it's possible, it will achieve it. There is no doubt about it. So it may take some time, but you can definitely be effective in making these changes. So definitely we're using the energy of God, gold. We can do gold and pink after we've cleared off any discoloration, and then we've activated the stem cells to activate the collagen. So we're now having the skin feel quite lively in the cheeks and all the other areas of the face and neck. So then we're bringing a gold energy in there and a pink energy in there. Pink is love, gold is God. You're doing an awesome job. This is really an interesting journey to reinvent yourself. I'm really proud of all of you for taking this on. Of course, we definitely are going to be working with the mouth and lips and also the jaw here. So one thing about the jaw is, you know, a lot of people carry a lot of tension in their jaw. We're just going to send a golden sun into both of the jaw joints, the temporal mandibular joint, or the condyles, the little ball of the joint, and just seeing golden suns with pink energy, so love and God in those joints, and seeing those muscles relaxing. Seeing you more relaxed and capable of speaking in a very relaxed, supportive way. The tension is just melting out of your face. You know, when you melt that tension out of your face, how beautiful you look and how receptive you look. It's kind of funny. The only time tension leaves a few people's faces is when they have a good cry. But we could just actually have the tension out of our face all the time. All right, so golden sun's in the jaw joint, and then let's go right up to the front of the mouth. And let's work on the lips a little bit. And we're activating the stem cells in the lips, and we're just going to have those lips plump up. So if you have some lines in your lips, we're just going to see them filling in. You're doing a great job. Just imagining your lips are nice and plump, well-defined, and smooth, silky smooth. The stem cells are working away there. You might even feel a little bit of tingliness in your lips. Let's bring a golden sun into the top of the head and bring that golden sun into all the cells of the body, but especially in the face. And let's heal and seal up this healing. Just really seeing everything tightening, that beautiful net that you've created for yourself to tighten up the skin, to make it luscious and moist and youthful, make the color of the skin all beautifully the same. Plump lips, relaxed jaw. Bring that golden sun, that golden energy into the face entirely. And then let that gold flood the whole body. Doing a great job. Another golden sun. This is a golden sun of validation. You are radiantly beautiful, happy, vibrant, relaxed, receptive, playful, great sense of humor. And everything you face, everything coming towards you, is really what you want coming towards you. You are the master of your universe, the creator of your world. Let's bring that golden sun of validation into your body, into your head, and every cell of your body. And one last golden sun, and there you sit as a beautiful yogini, cross-legged at the top of your head. And bring yourself down in this golden sun into your body, filling out your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck, and head. Wiggling yourself around, and then reach up and touch your face. Gently stroke your cheeks, under your eyes, your eyelids, your brows, your forehead. Gently touch your jaw, your chin. Gently, lovingly touch your neck and your upper chest. Breathing in and out, all tingly, all back. Wiggling your fingers and toes, coming back into the room. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.